Chapter 1. The wind didn't howl. It screamed. Ice, slicing, relentless. Riker kept his head down, the hood of his parka a frozen, useless shell. He tasted blood on his own from biting his lip against the cold. This wasn't a ritual. Not anymore. This was a death march. His 24 men, his best, were shadows behind him. Elite warriors, alphas and betas in their own right, all reduced to this farce. All disguised as common low-ranking stragglers. The Lunar Walk. A sacred tradition. A test. His predecessor, Tyran, had ruled with a bloody claw, a pack built on fear. And because of that, Tyran's pack now was strong. But it was brittle. It was cruel. Riker had to find a different way. He had to find kindness. So he wasn't just testing the territories they were merging with. He was hunting for that one simple act of compassion. And he was terrified he wouldn't find it. He'd found nothing. Nothing but packs who cowered or packs who saw their weakness and tried to take from them. It was all dominance. All fear. Was that it? He thought, the wind ripping the breath from his lungs. Is that all there is? Is kindness just a weakness we can't afford? A shape stumbled ahead of him. Kyle, his beta, his oldest friend. Kyle fell to one knee in the deepening drift. Alpha. Kyle's voice was a rasp. We can't. The storm, it's too... Get up, Kale. Riker's own voice was raw. He didn't offer a hand. He couldn't. He was just another weak, dying wolf. That was the disguise. To make things worse, the blizzard became a solid, blinding wall. White. Nothing but white. The ritual was over. Now there was only survival. Maybe Tyran was right, a dark part of him whispered. Maybe fear is the only thing that keeps you alive. But then Kale lifted his head. Alpha, look, a light.
Meanwhile, Era was warm. The blizzard screamed outside her tiny cabin, but inside there was peace. The scent of rabbit stew, thick with wild rosemary, filled the small space. The rough wool of her blanket scratched her chin, and there was silence. Her silence. A silence bought with fire, with screams, with the scar tissue that pulled tight on her throat whenever she swallowed. She'd stopped trying to speak years ago. Her pack, the Stonefang pack, they didn't care for the silence, the broken, especially Silas, the pack beta. A cold shiver, unrelated to the storm, traced its way down her spine. No, don't think of him. She was an outcast and a recluse. But she was resourceful. She had her cabin, her traps, her woodpile. She would survive. She'd always survived. Deep down, she knew the truth. Her pack saw her as worthless. A voice was valuable. Her silence was nothing. She stirred the stew, the simple motion a comfort. Her gaze drifted to the single small window, now just a sheet of white ice. Just survive the storm, Era. Just survive. Her world was small. It was safe. It was hers. But then a sound. Not the wind. Not the scraping of a branch. Thump, thump, thump. Heavy. Desperate. Someone was knocking on her door. Chapter 2. Her breath caught. Time stood still. The only sound was the bubble of the stew and the pounding on her door. Thump, thump, thump. Fear, cold. Not of the storm, but of people. No one ever came out this far. This was the edge of the territory. The fringe. The place they put the things they wanted to forget. Is it Silas? Her thought spun. Did he finally come? She didn't let the thought finish. Her body moved on instinct. Without thinking, her hand gripped the iron poker from the hearth, its weight familiar. Safe. Go away! She screamed. But no sound came out, just a dry, useless hiss of air. The door rattled on its hinges. A man shouted, but the wind stole the words. It didn't sound like Silas. Silas, he wouldn't knock. He would just enter. Whoever this was, they were desperate. The storm, she thought. It's the storm. They'll die. Her own survival, her peace versus theirs. She didn't know what scared her more. The poker felt heavy. Thump. Please, sanctuary, please. That one word, please, it broke through. She put the poker down. You are not them, she told herself. You are not cruel. Her hands trembled as she pulled the heavy wooden bar that locked the door. The second it was free, the door flew open, ripped from her grasp by the wind, and the storm invaded. It was a wall of snow, wind, and men. So many men. Huge, looming shapes of fur and ice. They stumbled in, one after the other, falling, crawling, and pushing past her. The smell hit her first. Wet fur, frozen metal, and desperation. It was a rank, sharp smell. 1, 2, 10, 20. Her tiny cabin was full, bursting. The men were brutes, rough, snarling, shoving each other for space near her fire. One, a big, broad-shouldered man with a cruel twist to his mouth, shoved her back. Out of the way, Omega, now! She stumbled, hitting the wall. Her heart skipped. He sounded just like Silas. The men were animals. They were packed. What have I done?
He hung back, a shadow among shadows. His goal was simple. Watch. Kyle, his beta, shoved forward. Out of the way, Omega. Now. Riker's rage was hot and sharp. This arrogance, this immediate dominance over the weak, was exactly what Tyrann had bred into them. He watched the woman, this lone Omega. He expected her to cower, to plead to break. He'd seen it a dozen times on this cursed walk. She didn't. She didn't cry out. She didn't shrink. She just looked. Her eyes were old eyes. Haunted. They passed over Kale's snarl, over the 24 shifters packing her small home, and then she just stepped aside. It wasn't a submission. It wasn't an invitation. It was a statement. It stunned him. He was the last one in. He had to shoulder the door shut against the screaming wind. The bar thudded into place, and silence, suddenly, heavy fell. As he turned his eyes locked with hers, he saw exhaustion. He saw a deep, unnerving resourcefulness. But he didn't see fear. Not of him. Not of them. And his ritual, his entire world tilted on its axis. Chapter 3. The door slammed shut. The sound was final. The storm was a muffled scream, but here in the cabin the silence was roaring. Heat. Rancid heat. The smell of 25 wet, half-frozen, panicked shifters filled the air. It was the smell of musk, fear, and old blood. And under it all her. Something like pine needles, wood smoke, and snow. It was the only clean thing in the room. He'd seen her, the lone Omega, and she hadn't been afraid. Why? That one question haunted him. She should be terrified. His men and his elite were already grumbling. This hovel? Kale muttered, ripping off his frozen parka. He wasn't acting like a low-rank commoner. He was acting like a beta. There's not enough air to breathe, let alone room. It's warm, another man growled. Shut up. Riker sank into the darkest corner, near the door, pulling his knees to his chest, playing the part of the worthless, exhausted Omega. He loathed them at that moment. He loathed himself. Because they were proving him right. They were Tyrann's wolves. And because he was lying to the first person who might be proving him wrong.
Her chest ached. It was too much. Too many bodies. Too many smells. Her safe, quiet world is gone. They were everywhere. Pressed shoulder to shoulder, steaming in the heat of the fire, their voices low and rough. They were alphas. She could feel it. Even disguised, even half dead, the power rolling off them was choking. Her gaze flickered to her dwindling woodpile. The stew. She had enough for one. For a week. Not this. Panic, cold and sharp, threatened to overwhelm her. She wouldn't survive this. They would eat her supplies, and then they would leave, and she would starve. They are just like Silas. But then she saw the man in the corner. The last one. He was different. He wasn't jostling for a place by the fire. He wasn't snarling. He was watching. His eyes, a strange hidden gold, held fury. But it wasn't aimed at her. It was aimed at his own men. Her instincts surged. He was the Omega of their pack, the outcast. Just like her. Her body moved. She wouldn't let them starve. That wasn't who she was. She pulled her thin blankets from her cot, ripping two of them into strips. She walked into the center of the room. The big one, the one with the cruel mouth, watched her. She handed him a strip of blanket. He snatched it. One by one, she gave them what she had. And then she walked to the man in the corner.
He watched her move, a small silent wraith in a room full of monsters. She handed a blanket to Kale, who took it without a word. And then she was in front of him, the nobody, the worthless straggler. She held out the last, smallest strip of wool. His breath caught. No hesitation, no disgust, no after the others. Nothing. She treated the beta and the omega exactly the same. The air thickened, shame, hot and sharp, guilt. He was lying. This pure, status-blind kindness, this thing he'd been hunting for, and he was lying to her. He reached out his hand, covered in grime and half-healed cuts, and took the blanket. His fingers brushed hers. It was like lightning. A jolt. He saw her flinch her eyes wide. She felt it too. "Is this all you have, Omega?" Kale's voice, a whip crack of condescension. Riker's head snapped up. Era just looked at Kale, and she nodded. Then she turned back to her pot. She took her last small loaf of hard bread, the loaf meant for her week, and she began to divide it. One slice, 2 10-25. They were tiny, pathetic, and she left none for herself. She started to hand them out. No. No. Without thinking, without caring about the ritual, about Kale's glare, about anything, Riker stood up. He took his tiny piece from her. The cabin went silent. He looked at the small piece of bread. Then he looked at her. He broke it in two. And he held half of it out to her. Kale's eyes burned into him. But Riker didn't look away, and couldn't look away from her. Her small, chapped hand trembled as she took it. And in that moment, in the quiet of that cabin, everything changed. Chapter 4. In the quiet that followed, the air was thick. Kale's glare was a physical weight, a stone pressing on Riker's chest. The entire pack, his entire future, all of it hung on the simple act of a broken piece of bread, and he didn't care. He watched her, this silent Omega, as she ate the tiny piece he'd given her. She ate it slowly, like she was memorizing it. "She is the answer," he thought. "She is the kindness he was searching for." But then shame, hot and acidic, flooded his throat. "And I am a liar." His core misbelief that he must be a detached observer was crumbling. He wasn't detached. He was in this. The first 24 hours were a special kind of hell. The storm screamed a relentless, endless wail. Inside the cabin was a pressure cooker. The air was rank. Stale sweat, wet wool, and the sharp, coppery scent of too many shifters in one small space. It was choking. But her Riker watched her. He couldn't stop watching her. His goal was no longer to judge. His goal was to decode. She was a ghost. She moved through the tiny, cramped space between his men without ever seeming to touch them. She had routines. Every hour, she would unbar the door with just a crack and scoop in a pot of fresh snow. She'd melt it over the fire, rationing it. His men, his elite warriors, they just sat. They waited. They watched her work. She communicated, but not with her voice. A raised eyebrow and a sharp, quick look told one of his men he was too close to the fire. A slow, deliberate shake of her head told another he couldn't have more water. And they listened. Riker was captivated. In his pack, the pack Tyran built power was loud. It was snarls and dominance and noise. She was the opposite. Her silence wasn't weakness. It was discipline. He was starting to believe her silent, resourceful strength was more powerful than all his men's brute force. Maybe, he thought, this is the strength I've been looking for. The strength that bends instead of breaks. What's worse, he was starting to desire
her. World tilted. His gesture giving her the bread didn't make sense. No one shared, not with her. The pack, her pack, they took. She felt the burn of his eyes on her all day. It was different from the others. The other 24, they looked through her, or they looked at her with hunger, contempt. But he is the one in the corner. He watched her. He watched her melt the snow. He watched her check the dwindling woodpile. He watched her like he was trying to read her. It was terrifying. And it was intoxicating. He was an Omega, like her, an outcast. But he wasn't. She felt it clear as day. Beneath the dirt, beneath the low rank slump of his shoulders, there was power. A deep, coiled stillness. It called to something deep inside her, something broken. She tried to ignore him. She had to. Routine was safety. Check the fire, melt the snow, ignore the men, survive. She reached for another small log, her last real one, and placed it on the fire. The cabin was too hot. The chimney, a makeshift pipe stuffed with a rag to keep the snow out, wasn't built for this. A beat later, she smelled it. Not wood smoke. Cloth. Fire. A log had shifted, and the rag plug in the chimney was burning, a tiny, bright orange flame licking at the dry wooden roof beams. Her heart stopped. Chapter 5. No. Her breath caught. Not her cabin. Not her home. Panic, raw and screaming, erupted in her chest. Fire! One of the men roared. Just like that, the cabin exploded into chaos. Men were shouting, scrambling. Water! Get water! The big, cruel one, the one named Kale, bellowed. One of his men grabbed the pot of drinking water she'd just melted. No! She screamed. But no sound came out. Her body moved on instinct. She shoved the man hard. He stumbled, shocked. Fools! They would crack the frozen hearthstone. They would destroy everything. She grabbed the flat iron lid from her stew pot. Searing, the metal was hot, but she didn't care. She jumped onto her small cot and slammed the lid against the burning rag, smothering the flame. Smoke thick and bitter filled her lungs. It was out. The flame was out. The silence roared. She stood there trembling, her world narrowed to the hissing sound of her own hand. She looked down. Pain. Red, blistering skin. She'd grabbed the hot part of the lid. A small, pained hiss, the only sound she could make, escaped her. She clutched her burned hand to her chest. And then he was there.
His men were idiots. Useless, panicking children. But she was magnificent. She moved like a blur. A warrior, all silent. Decisive action. While his beta was shouting for water, she was solving the problem. Admiration flooded his chest so hot it almost hurt. Then he saw her flinch. He saw her clutch her hand. And the admiration it soured into rage. Rage at his men's incompetence. Rage that she was hurt because they were fools. Before he could move, no. He was already moving. His disguise, his ritual, his mission to hell with it. He crossed the small cabin in two strides. The men parted for him. They felt it. The shift. The alpha. He didn't ask. He didn't wait. He reached out and took her hand. She gasped a tiny, sharp intake of air. Her eyes wide and terrified snapped to him. He ignored the jolt and the fire that raced up his arm. Sit, he commanded. The word was low, rough, and not at all the voice of an Omega. She sat. He kept his back to his men. This was not for them. He unbarred the door just enough and scooped a handful of clean, bright white snow. He knelt before her. His touch forced it to be gentle. He gently, so gently, packed the snow onto the raw red skin of her palm. She hissed the sound of a wild thing and tried to pull away. Shh, he murmured. It will help. He used a strip of his own shirt, tearing it, and wrapped her hand. He was a leader. He knew how to tend wounds. This was a clear, public act of care. He had chosen. Between one breath and the next, he had chosen her over his ritual. He finished the wrap. He didn't let go. He kept her small, bandaged hand in his. He looked up, and his breath caught. She was watching him. Her gaze was no longer just curious. It was deep. Questioning. Who are you? And Kale was watching them both. His beta's eyes were cold and furious. Chapter 6. That night the tension broke. The storm still raged a symphony of chaos outside. But inside there was a new storm. Riker sat in his Omega corner, but he wasn't an Omega anymore. Not to his men, not to her, and especially not to Kale. Era was asleep or pretending to be. She lay on her cot facing the wall, her small, bandaged hand resting near her face. He could smell the change in her. Her fear was gone. It was replaced by confusion. And that confusion was aimed at him. Good. Let her be confused. It was better than her trusting the lie. A shadow detached itself from the wall and hunkered down in front of him. Kyle. His beta's face was a mask of cold, controlled fury. My alpha, he whispered. The word was venom. A hiss. It was an accusation and a reminder. You are compromising the ritual. Riker met his gaze. He didn't flinch. The ritual was compromised the second 25 wolves knocked on a lone Omega's door. You are showing favor, Kale pressed, his voice dangerously low. You fed her. You tended her. You spoke with an alpha's command. This was never the plan. The plan changed. Riker shot back just as quietly. She is a mute, Riker. Kale's control snapped just for a second. She's broken. She is nothing. She's a distraction from your sacred duty. Tyron would have... Tyron is dead. The words, cold and final, hung in the air between them. Riker's fury, it wasn't hot. It was ice. She, that broken Omega, she was the only one who acted. She saved her own home while your men shouted about water. He leaned in. She is the only one here who has acted with honor. He saw the truth of it land a physical blow. But Kale was loyal to the old ways. You, all of you, Riker continued. You are the ones compromising this with your arrogance. Your contempt. This was a test of their territory. Kale hissed his final, desperate plea. A test of their kindness, not yours. A beat later, Kale stood a silent, rigid shadow and returned to his spot. He was right. This was a test. Riker was being tested. And for the first time in his life, he was terrified he was about to fail, as if fate demanded it just as that cold, terrifying thought settled in his gut. A new sound. Thump. 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 Pounding on the door. But this wasn't desperate. This was angry. Era, she shot up from the cot, her eyes wide, and this time Riker saw it. He saw terror. This was the person she truly feared. Chapter 7. The Pounding. It wasn't desperate. It was arrogant. Riker's head snapped up. Kale froze their argument, their entire world forgotten. In the span of a breath, the temperature in the cabin dropped. But it wasn't from the door. It was from her. Era. She didn't just wake up. She shot up from the cot, and she was terrified. This was not the fear of the storm. This was not the fear of 25 strange shifters in her home. This was the terror of a rabbit hearing the eagle scream. Her breath came in short, sharp hisses. Her eyes, wide and raw, were locked on the door. Who? Riker thought. Who holds this power over her? He was still reeling from Kale's accusation. You are compromised. And deep down, he knew the truth. He was. He should have been sinking back into his Omega role, his low-rank disguise. His goal should have been assessment. But it wasn't. His goal was her. The pounding stopped. Silence. And then crack. The sound of splitting wood. The heavy bar on her door groaned and then snapped. The door flew open, smashing against the inner wall. A blast of ice and snow and three men filled the opening. They didn't just enter. They invaded. The smell wasn't just the storm. It was pine and wet leather and ozone. The scent of cruel authority. The man in the middle was huge. He brushed the snow from his shoulders like it was dust, not like he'd been fighting a blizzard. His eyes were as dead and cold as the ice outside. They didn't see the 25 warriors. They didn't see Kyle. They didn't see Riker. They found her.
Silas. The name was a scream in her silent head. Her blood froze. It wasn't just him. It was the memories. The smell of fire. The pain in her throat. The sound of his laugh. He was the Pack Beta. He was the one who had made her silent. He was the one who told her a voice is the only thing that gives a wolf value and she was worthless. He stepped in with his two enforcers, his dogs flanking him. Well, well, well. His voice she hated. It was smooth, like oil over sharp, broken glass. "Look what the blizzard dragged in." His gaze finally slid over the room, over the 25 strange, hard men. He wasn't impressed. He was annoyed. As if the world narrowed, his eyes came back to her. He scoffed, a low, ugly sound. Wasting good heat is a little mute. Her chest ached. He was her monster in the dark, and he was here.
Chapter 8. Little Mute. The words hit Riker like a physical blow. A white-hot, possessive alpha's rage crashed through him. He wanted to rip this man's throat out. He wanted to stand up to show this pustule what real power looked like. But then, the ritual, his misbelief. I must observe. I must test. This was the test. This was her pack, her beta. This was the cruelty he was searching for. So he forced himself to stay down. He forced himself to stay weak, huddled in his corner. It was the hardest thing he had ever done. His hands clenched into fists, his nails biting, cutting into his own palms. The pain was the only thing keeping him grounded. This is agony. The big man Silas stalked into the room. He was marking her territory, his scent overwhelming her. He kicked one of Riker's men, a warrior named Fenris, out of his way. "Move, cur." Fenris, a beta of his own pack, growled. Instantly, Riker flashed him a look. Down. Fenris choked on the growl and submitted. Silas, he didn't even notice. "What is this, hmm?" Silas's voice was full of mock curiosity. "A kennel? You're collecting strays now, Era." He gestured at her, a hand to his own throat. "Oh, that's right." He smiled. "You can't answer." Her world tilted. He was mocking her, her silence. "Wasting our pack's resources." Silas sneered, his eyes scanning her dwindling woodpile. "Our wood on this?" He waved a dismissive hand at Riker's 24 elite warriors. "Trash." A beat later he pointed, not at Era, at the door. "All of you." His voice changed. The fake smoothness is gone, replaced by a hard, brutal command. "Out. Back into the storm where you belong." Riker's mind went white. He is sentencing my men to death? Riker was vibrating. He was choking on his own power. "Do something. Do something. End him. Do something." But he didn't. He couldn't. The ritual, his oath, his damned idealistic word. It was a cage. He was paralyzed.
He was going to kill them. He was going to murder 25 strangers just because, just like he had tried to. Her flaw is her misbelief. "My silence makes me worthless." It was screaming at her. He was proving it. He was proving that she was nothing. That anyone could walk into her home, her sanctuary, and she could do nothing. As if the world narrowed, Silas turned back to her. His face was gleeful. He loved this. He leaned down his scent pine and aggression filled her nose. "And you," he whispered so low none of the others could hear. "I'll deal with you when I've taken out the trash." And then he shoved her, hard. She stumbled, flying back. Her head smacked against the rough-hewn log wall. Stars burst behind her eyes. Pain. The last thing she saw before the darkness flickered. It was him. The man in the corner. The one who gave her bread. The one who tended her hand. "I'm still just watching." Worthless. They were all worthless. Chapter 9. Pain. It cleared her head. Not just the impact, but rage. A cold, slow-burning fury she hadn't felt in years. He shoved her. In her home. In front of strangers. As the echo faded, something snapped. That old, broken, silent Era. She was done. She heard Silas turn back to the room. "I said get out!" He roared in alphas. Not a betas a bullies. Command. The space between them burned. Era moved. She pushed herself off the wall. She was trembling. Her legs shook. But she got up. And she stood. She walked one step, two steps, and she stood. between Silas and the door. She blocked his path, her home, her guests. No, the word was deafening in her mind. You will not kill from my home. Silence. Absolute. Shocked. Silence. Silas stared at her, his eyes wide. Is she defying him? And then he laughed, a loud, sharp, barking laugh. You? He looked stunned. You are stopping me? He was delighted. Fine. He smiled, a real terrible smile. Fine. He stepped back. You want to shelter these animals? These strays? He was leaving. He and his two enforcers backed out of the door, into the storm. Then you can starve with them. Slam. The door slammed shut. A beat later, a sound, a heavy thud, a scraping groan, the sound of the heavy outer bar dropping into place. Her breath caught. He locked them in. He entombed them. We'll collect the bodies in the spring, Silas's voice roared, muffled, victorious. See how your guests like you when the food runs out. His laughter faded into the screaming of the wind.
He did nothing. The shame. It wasn't hot, it was cold, a sickness he'd watched. He had sat in his coward's corner and he had watched this monster assault her, terrorize her, and entomb them all. His men and his warriors were all staring at him. Their alpha. The alpha who let this happen. The ritual is over. It was a lie. A failure. His obsession with testing for kindness. It hadn't found kindness. It had betrayed it. It had made him a coward. Slowly he stood. His low-rank disguise didn't just fall away. It burned him. His men, Kale, flinched. They recoiled from the raw, unfiltered power that poured off him. He was done hiding. He ignored them. He walked to Aira. She was still standing by the door. She was trembling, but with every heartbeat he realized it wasn't fear. It was rage. Good, his wolf purred. Good. He reached out his own hand, shaking with his rage, to touch her shoulder, to comfort her, to tell her it was over. And she flinched, violently. She recoiled from him, like his touch was poison. She looked at him. This man who watched, and her eyes, they were not broken, they were not afraid. They were full of fire and pure contempt.
Chapter 10. His touch. It burned. Worse than the lid. Worse than the fire. Her body moved on instinct. She flung herself away from him. She hit the wall again. But this time she welcomed the pain. It grounded her. She looked at him. This man. This coward. He wasn't like her. He was worse. He had pretended. He watched her. He shared his bread. He tended her hand. He made her think maybe she wasn't alone. Deep down, she knew the truth. He wasn't an ally. He was just like them. He watched Silas hit her. He cowered in his corner. He was nothing. Her chest ached. The contempt choked her. She tore her eyes away from his. She refused to look at him. Instead, she looked at the door, the bar, the trap. Silas. He won. He always won. She pushed past the coward. She refused to call him by a name. She went to get her food, her tiny pile of roots and salted meat. Enough for her for 2 weeks. Enough for 26 wolves for one night. Panic, cold and sharp, it clawed at her. They were going to starve. And it was all his fault. Her flinch. It was a knife. In his gut. A beat later, her look. Contempt. Pure. Vile. That broke him. It was worse than Silas's attack, worse than Kale's fury, because she was right, coward. He saw himself through her eyes. He was Tyrion's son. He was all talk, all ideals, and no action. Shame. It burned his throat. He watched her move away from him. She wouldn't even look at him. She hated him, and he deserved it. His goal wasn't the ritual. It wasn't the pack. It was atonement. Words were useless. She lived in a world of action. So, he would act. He ignored Kale's hissing stare. He ignored his 24 shocked men. He walked to his pack, the one he'd hidden under the floorboards. He tore it open. There. His secret. His alpha rations. High energy, nutrient dense forbidden. The last rule of the ritual. He broke it. He took them all. Moments later, he walked to her. She was kneeling by her meager supplies. She didn't look up. She tensed when he got close. Good. He didn't touch her. He didn't speak. He just sat near her. And he placed his food, all of it, on her pile. A silent offering. A silent apology. He finally looked up. Her eyes. They were wide, staring at him. The contempt is gone, replaced by utter confusion.
Chapter 11. Her confusion. It was better than her hate. It was a start, but as if summoned a new problem. Riker. Kale's voice, not a whisper, a growl, low, dangerous. Riker tore his eyes away from Ira. He looked at his beta, Kale's face. It was white with rage. He jerked his head. Now. This was it. Riker stood. He followed Kale to the farthest corner. The space between them burned. What have you done? Kale hissed. His hands were claws. You broke the ritual. The ritual was over the second Silas hit her, Riker shot back. She is a distraction. She is the answer. Answer? Kale laughed a soundless, horrible laugh. She is one broken mute Omega. You have chosen her over the merger, over in the U.S. He poked Riker in the chest. You are compromised. The ritual is void. Riker looked down at Kale's finger. Silence. Deadly cold silence. And then he moved. So fast, he grabbed Kale's wrist. Not as a commoner. Not as a friend. He grabbed him as his alpha. Kale gasped. Riker squeezed. Just enough. This ritual. Riker's voice wasn't loud. It was ice. It was pure alpha. Was to find the soul of this pack. He glanced over Kale's shoulder, at her. Era was watching them. He looked back at Kale. I found it. He pushed Kyle's hand away. And now I will protect it. He leaned in. Stand down. Kale trembled. Not with rage, with submission. He saw his alpha. For the first time, the hierarchy was back. But it was new. It wasn't about the mission, it was about her. A beat later, Kale nodded. He lowered his eyes. Yes, my alpha. But then, scrape. A new sound. Not the door. Not the wind. Riker's head snapped up, scrape thud. From above. On the roof.
Chapter 12. Her blood ran cold. She knew that sound. No. Please no. Scrape. She looked up, at her chimney, the weak spot, the only other way out. No, not out in. Her thoughts spun. Silas. He wasn't trying to get in. He was thud. A heavy rock slammed down onto the thin metal pipe. The fire guttered, puff. A cloud of thick black smoke billowed back. Into the cabin. Her breath caught. He wasn't just trapping them. He wasn't just starving them. He was blocking the chimney. He was going to smoke them out like rats. Or if she put the fire out, they would freeze. This wasn't a trap. This was murder. Panic. Real choking terror. She gasped, sucking in smoke. She was going to die. Here. In her own home. She looked at the coward. The man who called himself Alpha.
He saw her terror. He saw the smoke. His world narrowed. Silas, that bastard, he was escalating. This was no longer a test, this was an execution. And Riker was done. Done hiding. Done testing. Done being a coward. His entire life narrowed to one single point. Her safety. He moved. He didn't walk. He stalked. Past Kale. Past his men. He went straight to the hearth. He grabbed the iron poker, the one she had held. It was heavy. Solid. Good. He turned. He faced his men. 24 elite warriors were staring at him, waiting. His ritual was dead. His pack was reborn. Right now. He raised the poker. His voice. It wasn't a whisper. It wasn't a hiss. It was a roar. The true voice of the Alpha. Get away from the walls. His men scrambled. He turned to the door. He was going to tear it off its hinges. Silas thought he was hunting a rabbit. He was about to find out he had trapped himself in a cage with a dragon. Chapter 13. He didn't think so. He acted. His wolf, his alpha, his soul, demanded it. Kale. My alpha, no, wait, it's... Wait? Wait for what? For the smoke to kill her? For the cold to take them? No, he roared, a primal sound of pure fury, and he lunged, the iron poker crash. It slammed into the door, not the lock, the bar, the one on the outside. The wood screamed. Smoke, thick, acrid, burned his eyes. He heard her a small, choking cough. That sound. It ignited him. Crash. Again. The poker slammed into the frozen timber. Splinters flew. The door groaned. Kale was shouting something. His men were panicked. He didn't care. With one final deafening roar, he put his alpha strength into it. Crack. The bar shattered. The door exploded open, flying off one hinge. A blast of pure cold, wind, ice, snow. It sucked the black smoke out of the cabin in a single breath. And there, bathed in the swirling white, he was. Silas.
Her heart stopped. In the span of a breath, the man in the corner, the coward, was gone. In his place was this. This force. A blur of rage. Crash! She flinched, scrambled back. The sound shook the whole cabin. Smoke choked her, stole her breath. She coughed. Her eyes water. Crash! He didn't stop. He was a machine. He was pure fury. His men. They weren't helping. They were watching, not like cowards, but like soldiers, watching their commander. What is he? Crack! The door disintegrated. Fresh air hit her face. So cold it burned. She gasped, and she saw him. Silas. He was standing right there, his face a mask of pure shock. He had been waiting to hear them choke. He never dreamed they would break out. But then her hope died. Silas's shock melted. It turned into a slow, cruel smile. He looked at the man with the poker. He looked at the cabin full of men. And he laughed.
Chapter 14. He stalked out, out of the smoke, into the storm. The wind tore at him like a live thing. Snow deep and biting clutched at his legs. Silas just stood there. His two enforcers flanked him. They looked like giants in the swirling snow. "One?" Silas shouted over the wind. His voice was full of glee. "You let one stray break down a barred door for this?" He laughed. And in that moment, Riker made a choice. A stupid one. A prideful one. This was it. His last chance to salvage the ideal. He wouldn't reveal his alpha power. Not fully. He would win as a commoner. He would show this tyrant what true strength looked like. He believed his skill was enough. He raised the poker. "It's over, Silas." His voice. He forced it back. Back to the low-rank rasp. A fatal mistake. Silas stared, and then he roared with laughter. "It's over! It's just begun, Stray!" The air thickened. Silas jerked his chin at his two enforcers. "Kill that one!" And his dead eyes found Era. She was hiding in the shadow of the broken door. His smile turned vile. "The mute is mine."
Her world stopped. "No, no, 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 no." She watched him step out into the storm. The power she saw in the cabin, that terrifying alpha command, it was gone. Vanished. His voice was weak again. The coward's voice. Her thoughts spun. What is he doing? Is it a trick? But Silas didn't see a trick. He saw prey. She knew that laugh. It was his killing laugh. And then he said it. "The mute is mine." Her body locked. She tried to run. I tried to hide. But she was frozen. She watched the two enforcers. Their hands shifted. Claws. Black, sharp claws ripped from their fingertips. They lunged. She wanted to scream a warning, but she had no voice. She could only watch.
Chapter 15. This was a mistake. He realized it instantly. The second their claws came out, these weren't just brutes. They were fast, and they were fighting to kill. He was holding back. He was parrying with the poker, using skill, but he wasn't using his wolf. He wasn't using his alpha speed, his strength. Why? His stupid damned pride. He wanted to prove something to a dead man, Tyran, and it was getting him killed. Pain. Searing, white-hot pain. A claw raked across his ribs. He roared a gasp of agony. Hot blood soaked his shirt. He stumbled back. The poker felt like lead. He heard Kale roar from the doorway. "My alpha, what are you doing? Command us!" His men, they were still there, frozen, paralyzed by his own mixed signals. They didn't know which order to follow, the ritual, or their instincts. Before he could speak, the second enforcer slammed into him. A shoulder check, full body, crunch, Riker flew. He hit the deep snowdrift by the wall, hard. The air exploded from his lungs. He was down. He was losing. He looked up, gasping, bloody, and he saw it.
He was losing. How? How is this happening? He was so strong. He broke the door, but he was fighting like a human, and they were wolves, his men. The other 24. They were just watching, again. She saw their faces. They were agonized, confused, furious. As if pulled by a string, she realized they were waiting. Waiting for him, for his word. And he was failing. He went down, a blur of black against the white snow. Time slowed down. The wind stopped. Silas. He hadn't moved. He was just smiling. And now he started to walk. Not to the fallen man. He was walking to her. Her heart stopped. She tried to scramble back into the cabin. Too late. Silas lunged. His hand clamped down in her hair. Pain. It exploded at her scalp. She screamed. A silent, broken scream. He dragged her. Out of the doorway. Out into the storm. He threw her to her knees in the snow. He loomed over her. "Now, little mute," he snarled, his hot breath hitting her face. He pointed at Riker, who was struggling to get up. "You get to watch him die."
Chapter 16, Pain. White sizzling pain where the claws had raked him. Cold. The snow was soaking through his shirt. He tasted blood. His ribs screamed. Broken. He was broken. But then he heard it. Silas. That voice. "Now, little mute." Riker's head flew up, gasping. "No." He saw her. Aera, on her knees. Silas, his hand twisted in her hair. And in that moment, his pride died. His stupid plan shattered. This wasn't a failure. This was a catastrophe. "Alpha," Kyle screamed the title. It wasn't a title, it was a please. "Help us, command us, tell us what to do." Riker looked at his men. The enforcer was standing over him, laughing. His men, his pack, 24 elite warriors. They were frozen, paralyzed. Why? Why? As if the world narrowed, he understood. His ideals, his ritual, his mixed signals, his pride, his order to hide. They were obeying him. They were obeying his stupid damned ritual over their own instincts. His leadership had broken them. His quest for kindness had made them cowards. He was a fool. He was Tyrant's son after all. And his failure was about to get her killed.
Chapter 17. Pain, fire at her scalp. His hand was a vice. He yanked her head back. Her breath caught. She was forced to look. At him, the coward, Riker. He was in the snow, bleeding, red spreading all around him. He was weak. It was all a lie. The door, the bread, the food. It was all a trick. He wasn't an alpha. He wasn't a protector. He was just another man who watched. Her heart, it didn't break. It turned to stone. Cold. Hard. Dead. Hope was gone. She looked at his men. The 24 just standing, like statues. Their faces were twisted. Agonized. But they weren't moving. "Cowards!" her soul screamed. "All of you are cowards!" Silas laughed. His hot breath hit her cheek. It smelled like old meat. "See," he whispered in her ear. "This is what weakness gets you. This is what kindness is." He was right. Her one act of kindness, letting them in, it had doomed her. She was alone. She had always been alone. She closed her eyes.
Chapter 18. He saw her close her eyes. He saw the hope die. He saw her give up. And that finally did it. This wasn't about him. It wasn't about his ritual. It wasn't about Tyron. It was about her. This was his lowest point, his greatest shame. His quest for a pack soul had cost him his own. He was a coward. He accepted it. He embraced it. And in that black despair, something new was born. Silas laughed. He finally let go of Era's hair, She slumped in the snow. He raised his hand, slowly, savoring it. His claws slid out, black, curved. Such a pity to break such a quiet thing. He was going to strike her. He was going to kill her, right in front of him. The old Riker, the judge, the idealist, the coward, died in the snow. And something else, something ancient, something primal, that had been sleeping, snapped. The hand swung. Time stopped. A sound. It wasn't a word. It wasn't a shout. It was a roar. A sound of mountains breaking, of ice cracking to the core of the world. A sound that didn't just hit their ears. It hit their bones. It hit their souls. It was pure alpha command. Stop!
Chapter 19. The hand stopped. It froze. 1 inch from her face. Her breath caught. She opened her eyes. Silas. He wasn't moving. He was locked, paralyzed. His face is a mask of shocked terror. His enforcers froze. The wind itself seemed to have stopped howling. What? What was that sound? It wasn't a sound. It was a force. It didn't just hit her ears. It hit her bones. It shook her soul. She turned her head. Slowly. Afraid of what she would see. And there in the snow, he was Riker. He was still on the ground, bleeding, broken, but his head was up. His eyes, oh gods, his eyes. They weren't human. They were burning. 2 golden coals. And his men, the 24 cowards, they weren't standing anymore. As one man, every single one of them was on one knee, their heads bowed, in the snow, in the storm. Not to Silas, to him.
The word broke the world. The lie was gone. The ritual was ash. There was only this. This cold primal power. It filled him, healed him. Silas was frozen because the command had bypassed his brain and locked his spine. Riker saw his own men, kneeling, submitting. Kale, his head was bowed lowest of all. He wasn't just submitting, he was ashamed. Good. The deception was over. And in the dead silence that followed his command, there was only one thing that mattered. Era. Chapter 20. Slowly he got to his feet. The pain in his ribs was a scream, but it was distant, 1,000 miles away. The blood steamed in the cold air. It didn't matter. His low-rank slouch was gone. His commoner mask was gone. He stood tall. And for the first time in his life, he let his true power unfurl. The air around him crackled. His own men whimpered. Silas made a small, choking sound. But Riker didn't look at them. He ignored his kneeling army. He ignored the paralyzed tyrant. His goal was singular. He walked straight to Ira.
He was walking. But it wasn't him. This was not a coward. This was not the man from the corner. This was a king. He moved like a panther. Power rolled off him in dark waves. He was bleeding. He was covered in snow. And he was the most terrifying and beautiful thing she had ever seen. He wasn't looking at Silas. He wasn't looking at his army. He was looking at her. Her heart skipped. He stopped. Right in front of her. He loomed over her. She should have been terrified. She had been terrified of Silas. But this her soul stirred. It recognized him. He knelt. In the snow. This king knelt to her. His golden eyes were still burning. But the rage was banked, replaced by something fierce and hot. Worry. His hand came up. Slowly. Not grabbing. Not talking. His glove was torn. His fingers brushed the snow from her cheek. His touch was so gentle. She didn't pull away because his touch was not the coward's touch anymore. It was a promise. He checked her face, her hair. He had to check her because the sight of Silas's hand in her hair was still burning behind his eyes. Then he stood, and he offered her his hand. Her own hand trembled. She looked at it, and she took it. He pulled her to her feet, and he placed her directly behind him. A shield. A claim. The final plan wasn't a plan. It was a judgment. And then he turned.
Chapter 21. He turned and faced his enemy. Silas. The beta was trembling. The paralysis was fading, replaced by dawning, horrifying understanding. He knew what Riker was. He knew how badly he had miscalculated. Riker let the silence stretch. Let him drown in it. Let the cold and the terror eat him alive. A figure moved. Kyle. He rose to his feet. The head still bowed. His voice was hoarse, broken. My Alpha. He waited. Your orders? Riker didn't look at him. He kept his burning eyes locked on Silas. His men moved because they were finally released from the hell of his indecision. His voice was calm. It was lethal. It was the coldest thing in the storm. You are 24. His men rose as one, a wall of warriors. Secure the perimeter. He heard the crunch of snow as they spread out, making a ring of death. No one leaves. He paused. No one enters. He looked at Silas, at his two frozen enforcers. They were trapped. He had taken control. This was his cabin. This was his territory. This was his Omega. He let a small, cruel smile touch his lips. A smile he learned from Tyran. He looked at the three trembling wolves. You three. He took one step forward. You stay with me. Silas whimpered. And as Riker took that step, the beta of the Stonefang pack fell to his knees. Chapter 22. Silence. Just the howling wind. Silas knelt. His Alpha command is still ringing in the air. Riker felt Era trembling behind him. She was his anchor. His entire reason. He let the silence stretch. Let them break. Eventually he spoke. His voice wasn't a roar anymore. It was cold. Quiet. And that was so much worse. You ask me why I am here. Silas didn't move. He was too terrified. I am Riker of the Black Moon Pack. He heard Silas's breath hitch. He knew that name. My pack and yours are to merge. I am your new Alpha. He let that land. And I walked among you in disguise. A sacred ritual. To find the character of my new people. To find if this pack was built on strength or just cruelty. He took a step forward. He looked down at the kneeling beta. I was searching for kindness in a blizzard. Riker paused, and then his voice broke with fury. And you found me in her home and you tried to destroy it. Silas whimpered. You didn't attack an Alpha. You didn't attack a warrior. Riker reached back his hand, not letting go of Era. He kept her tethered to him. His voice dropped to a lethal whisper. You tormented a lone Omega. He looked at Silas. You mocked her silence because you are loud and worthless. You raised a hand to her because you are a coward. Riker felt Ira tremble. He wanted her to hear this. She needed to hear this. You asked if kindness was a weakness. He smiled. That terrible Tyran smile. This woman, he said, his voice ringing with power. This silent Omega who faced down 25 strangers and showed them honor, she has more strength in her broken voice than your entire arrogant, brutal pack. He redefined strength. He answered his own question. Kindness was the answer. He pointed at the storm. You and your dogs are banished. Silas's head snapped up. No, Alpha, please. It's death. You sentenced 26 souls to death for your pride. Riker looked at Kale. Escort them out. Give them no food, no coats. They will face the storm they survived. Kale nodded. Grimly, his men moved. They dragged Silas and his two enforcers up. Sills was screaming, pleading. Riker turned his back. He led Era back inside her broken home. He heard the screams fade into the wind. A moment later, Kale returned. He pulled the shattered door closed, and the world went quiet.
Chapter 23. Quiet. The screaming was gone. The wind was just a muffled howl again. The cabin was empty, just her, and him, this king, this Alpha, this liar. Her mind was spinning, his words. She has more strength in her broken voice. He said it. He called her strong. He destroyed Silas with words. He avenged her. Her heart should have been soaring, but she was terrified. She looked at him. He was still covered in blood. His power wasn't gone. It was still rolling off him in waves. It made the air thick, hard to breathe. He had lied to her. He had pretended to be weak. He had tricked her. Deep down, she knew the truth. He wasn't Silas. He was stronger than Silas. And what if he was just a different kind of monster? What did he want? She let go of his hand. She stumbled back. One step, two steps. Until her back hit the wall. She slid down it. Trapped. Her heart pounded. Her hand, it slipped from his. The loss of contact was a physical blow. He turned. And his victory turned to ash. She was looking at him. With the same terror she had looked at Silas. No. No, 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 this wasn't right. He won. He saved her. He called her strong. But he saw it now. He was still covered in blood. His alpha power was still choking the room. He hadn't just banished a tyrant. He had proven that he was the biggest monster in the forest. His deception. His lie. It was a chasm between them. She didn't see a protector. She saw a predator who had played with his food. He was terrified. He had faced a blizzard. He had faced Tyron's legacy. He had faced Silas. But this small woman cowering against the wall, she was the only thing that could destroy him. The external conflict was over. The real battle had just begun. He had to fix this. His voice was hoarse, broken. Era? It was the first time he'd said her name. She flinched.
Chapter 24. She flinched. At her own name. Because he said it. His heart clenched. Okay. Okay, Riker. Fix this. How? His wolf screamed at him. Claim her. Mark her. Show her she is yours. Make her submit. That was Tyron's voice. That was Silas's way. He looked at her. Her eyes were wide and wet. If he did that, he would be no better. He would be worse. So he did the one thing his alpha instincts screamed not to do. He had to complete his transformation. From judge to protector. And now from protector to suitor. He took a deep breath. And he forced his power down. He pulled it all back in. He willed his burning eyes to fade. He made himself human again. She watched. Confused. He didn't approach her. That was predatory. Instead, he turned his back on her. A sign of trust. He walked slowly back to his corner. The coward's corner. The Omega spot. And he sat. He slid down the wall. Just like she was. He put his head in his hands. He made himself small. He made himself vulnerable. This was the real submission. Time stood still. Eventually he spoke. His voice was quiet. Tired. Hoarse. The alpha was gone. My name is Riker. He heard her breathing. Still fast. Everything Kale said was true. Everything I told Silas was true. He took a shaky breath. My father was a tyrant. He ruled with fear. And I hated him for it. I thought I could be different. I created that stupid ritual to find kindness. He laughed. A broken sound. And I found it. In you. The only person who showed honor. He finally looked up. She was watching him. Her head tilted. He had to say it. And I failed you. I was a coward. I hid behind my own rules because I was afraid. IV list let him hurt you. He looked down. The shame was overwhelming. I am so sorry, Ira. Not for lying about who I was, but for not being him sooner. He had no right to claim her. He had no right to ask anything. He had learned that true power wasn't control. It was this agony of waiting. He just sat there, bleeding, broken, his entire future, his pack, his soul. It all hung on the silent response of the Omega he had come to test, but who had in fact tested him. He waited.
Her thoughts spun. He was sorry? He was ashamed? He, this Alpha King who commanded armies and stopped time. He was sitting in a corner, making himself small, for her. He wasn't commanding, He wasn't demanding. He was apologizing. Silas never apologized. Her pack never apologized. They took. He was waiting. She looked at him. Really looked at him. The Alpha who condemned Silas. The man who bled in the snow. The Omega who gave her bread. They were all the same person. Her fear, it didn't vanish. But something else rose up. Stronger. Curiosity. And something else. A pull. A warmth deep in her chest. Her soul answered. He was waiting for her. Her choice. Her legs shook, but she pushed herself off the wall. She stood. He watched her, his eyes wide, hopeful, terrified, slowly. One step. She walked away from her wall. Two steps. She crossed the small room. She stopped. Right in front of him. This broken king. She looked down at him. And then she slid down the wall and sat right next to him. She didn't touch him. She just shared his corner. She shared his silence. And for the first time in her life, it wasn't a lonely silence. It was a choice.